agenda.
Good.
All right, I'd like to welcome all of our staff here tonight, since that's about all we've got so far, to our work session at Weir Station 41. It's currently 6 minutes after six. In attendance, we have Mayor Mark Shepherd, Mayor Brian Vincent, Jerry Chatterton, Nancy Smalling. Tonight, we've been asked to excuse Dakota Worth and Annette Judd will be excused this evening. We'll go ahead and get started with the discussion of the interlocal cooperation agreement for fire services between North Davis Fire Department and Davis County.
Okay, so, yeah, you guys have a resolution. Is it a resolution or just interlocal agreement to, on your agenda? This is the one I've been talking to the board about for the last year and working with the county commissioners. So basically what it does, and there's a lot of riffraff with other cities over this and what they're doing that has nothing to do with us, with the district, I should say. We have the boundaries set up, and the boundaries are set up in the Mylar that you guys passed, when we annexed that island of, and they did that, the line, the county line, and what's that called, Kurt?
The meandering
line with up against state line, state lands. Anyway, and so this agreement that we're asking you, the board, to enter into is for, it could go longer than a year, but the county is aware of this and the county commissioners are aware of this. We're asking to enter this interlocal agreement. Other cities in the county are doing a MOU, not an interlocal agreement. We're doing an interlocal agreement, and the county knows that we intend to, after 1 year, annex that whole section service area into the district, and they will come on our tax rolls. And it's called out in that, they've got all the parcels called out in that. And we actually are going to, we didn't budget for this, but we're going to receive revenue this year, $51,000 to cover that. And we'll receive that revenue until it gets annexed and then put on our tax rolls. And then, and with that, the only other thing that I'd like to explain to you is that, so the county attorney was trying to write these agreements the same for everybody. But everybody in the county, especially one of our neighbors right here, is not playing with them that well at all. And so this interlocal doesn't address EMS service, code enforcement, none of that. He didn't want to put that in there. We're going to be providing that. And if we go on an ambulance call out there, we're going to bill them just like we do everybody else in the district. But to be honest with you, we're not, myself, and I don't believe the board is really that interested in trying to provide those services. I've built a really good relationship with Ember, the county. If they're going to do any building out there in unincorporated, we already do it for West Point, but in unincorporated, the county's going to run it by us. Yep. And want our buy-in. So we're going to do that for 1 year, and then we'll just annex it. So does anybody have any questions with that? It's actually really nice that this is really nice that we are a district and we can do that. And then once we annex it, then we will be the authority having jurisdiction, and we will, your fee schedule, our code enforcement, our plan review, everything, we'll provide that for them.
Thank you. For the record, I'd like to mention that Vice Chair Megan Ratchford has showed up. Does anybody have any questions or concerns for the chief on the interlocal agreement that we can go into before we go into our regular session?
I just have one question. So Okay. Some say exempt on there. What does that, so taxed and exempt, what makes them exempt on the certain meridian or is that what you call them? Maritime.
Yeah,
thank you.
Meandering.
Meandering, that's the word.
It's the line that meanders the
state property.
The state property, the BLM. Okay. which we are gonna become actually bigger players in nowadays, and we want to be. And we also want that for West Point City too as well, so.
I think she's wondering about these, like, these properties that are exempt versus what.
I don't know if they're in the green.
Green belt?
It's got it.
Green belt or what?
Could be.
It's probably.
So green belt is agricultural land that doesn't get taxed to the full value, but it's like just a fraction of it. So a lot of our agricultural land, our farmers, they apply for this green belt status. Like, for example, here, this guy, it's worth $1.7 million. There's his tax value.
I see, okay. I just didn't understand that, like, number 60 stood out for me.
By the way, also Andy has reviewed this document as well, just so the board's aware, so.
Any other questions or concerns? If not, we'll go ahead and move into our regular session. Again, we'll say that it's currently 6:12. The previous mentioner is still here. The other two are excused. We will start out with the invocation and inspirational thought. Has anyone volunteered to do that?
Somebody volunteered. Who was it?
We did, but I think.
Tonight's inspirational thought or prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance will be provided by board member Nancy Smallings.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to gather together as a fire department, district, and board members to be able to make decisions that will impact the residents of this area. Father, we thank you for all the many blessings that thou hast given us. We thank you for the country that we're able to live in. We're thankful for those that serve our country and serve our areas as well. Father, we please ask at this time to please bless those that are in service of our country and those that are also out there fighting the fires in the many states across the states. Father, we ask you at this time to please bless their families as well, as they know that they are missing their loved ones very much this time as well. Father, we ask you at this time to please help us make great decisions for our areas and for those residents that we serve. And we say these things humbly in the name of Son Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Board Member Smalley. Now would be the point of our program where we move into our citizen comment, but with no one in attendance tonight, we'll move on to item number 5, which is the consideration and approval of the North Davis Fire District Board of Trustee meeting minutes from the June 2026 Board of Trustee meeting. Has everyone had an opportunity to view those minutes? Do we have any questions or concerns? Then I can use a motion.
Your Honor, I move to approve the North Davis Fire District Board of Trustees meeting minutes for June 2026 Board of Trustees meeting.
I have a motion by Board Member Ratchford. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Board Member Vincent. All in favor?
Aye.
The next item is the consideration approval of the North Davis Fire District bills. There's a number of pages on the bills. Has everyone had an opportunity? And do we have any questions about any of those?
I have some questions. So this is more of just clarifying questions. There was one, or there's two, should I say, that I just needed to ask. There was a turnout rope. What's a turnout rope?
So it's rope that they keep in their turnout pocket. It's life safety rope. So if they got into a fire and had to bail out, we call it bailout rope. They'll tie it off to a tool that's inside and they'll bail out a window and hang from it until, and so we had to purchase more rope to be able to outfit our new employees that we hired. Okay. So.
It's like paracord?
Yeah, it's
like similar.
And there's carabiners and they can use it to search. There's like a Yeah.
Has it ever happened before?
It's not fire resistant or anything, it's just rated for life safety. So like if you, it's similar to rock climbers, how it has to be rated for that, rather than like a utility rope that's not rated for that.
If it did ever get used and operational, it's no good anymore.
Yeah, once you've used it for that, it's out of service, yeah.
The Kenwood radio and programming, the whole program, the 21K, was that to install in the new, like the new system? What's it called, the NOV, Novartis or?
No, that was to purchase new Kenwood radios for the emergency manager position and for the new hires that we brought on.
That was in our capital last year, right?
Yes.
Right.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
That was the only one. The other one was just something small that I can ask you later.
Okay.
Anyone else find any concerns with the bills? If not, I could use a motion.
Move to approve the bills.
I have a motion by Board Member Shepherd. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second by Board Member Charlton. Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The next item on the list is the consideration approval of the North Davis Fire District Financial Report. Chief, do you have something you'd like to share with us on that report?
Not much other than we're basically right now getting ready to close out. We're closing out 26 and talked to Mariah today, and we're already starting the audit process, I guess, right? And then we're so early in 27, we're right on budget right now.
That's amazing.
We've all been, I think most cities like the district are straddling budgets right now. So yeah, we had to have all our receipts in because everybody's getting ready to start the half of the year off fresh. Anybody have any concerns about the financial report?
There was just one. There was a training that I noticed was significantly lower than the rest. Was it that the training was not provided or it wasn't needed? Let me just find it. Sorry.
She's looking in. She's looking in the 26, I would assume, right?
26, yeah. The ending. We were like 33% to full.
Could.
I don't see that.
Pub ed training.
So in this, are you looking at, I have two fiscal years. I want
26,
to see where we are.
It was July 25 to June 26. And it was a training that we put a significant amount of money towards, but we didn't utilize it.
Would it be in code enforcement possibly?
Maybe. Annual inspections and testing, there was 27 that we did, but you budgeted 15, so it was 12K behind.
Well,
so
some of that's coming in still.
Okay.
So for instance, we just did a bunch of lab inspections in June.
Okay.
So I am barely going to start getting the bills.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Just check it. So then that accrues, or that gets, okay. I think it's pushed back to that.
Gets journal entry back.
Okay.
And the ambulance revenue goes through what, like September, is that what it was or something?
Okay.
Roughly.
That was the second question. All right. We're good. Right.
And then that also, which that's a good point, Mary, because it also gets put back, so the board's got to kind of keep that in mind. What would you say, Missy? 200,000 or 300,000?
Yeah.
You know, it's
so
like 77% to goal kind of thing, right?
So like the collection contract, if you look at it, it's on the page 2 of 20 of the fiscal year 26. There's some collection contract. We have to now go in the journal entries for the ambulance billing, what we feel what First Professionals kept. Plus we just received to set the final bill for a healthcare finance assessment.
Yeah.
So it just came, so it's just crossing the ears.
Okay. All right. That was my question. Thank you.
Any other questions or concerns? If not, I could use a motion.
I move to approve the North Davis Fire District Financial Report.
I have a motion by Board Member Ratchford. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I have a second by Board Member Smalling. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next would be the discussion and consideration of the adoption of Resolution 2026R-15, an interlocal corporation agreement for for fire services between Davis County, a body, corporate, and politic and political subdivision of the state of Utah, and North Davis Fire District, also a body, corporate, and politic and political subdivision of the state of Utah. This was something that we previously discussed. Did anybody have any more questions or concerns about this resolution? Having seen none, I need a motion.
I'll make the motion to adopt our resolution 2026 R-15 between us and Davis County.
Second.
I have a motion by Board Member Vincent and a second by Board Member Shepherd. This is a roll call. Board Member Smalley.
Yes.
Board Member Chatterton.
Yes.
Board Member Vincent.
Yes.
Board Member Shepherd.
Aye.
Board Member Ratchford.
Aye.
Everyone was in favor of that. We'll move next to the fire chief reports.
I only have a couple items, and then I'll give Kurt. I think he only has a couple. First of all, 4th of July was a big hit with two of the cities and the celebrations that we did. Other than Clearfield, for a first time in a long, we got busted out on a structure fire. We weren't even, what, a third into the parade?
That was actually well received, though, because they liked that you were so diligent and the police coordinated so effectively during that process that it was like seamless. So
yeah,
it was really good.
We have backup. We have the other station covering us or whatever, but this is an apartment fire.
Yeah.
Like, we all had to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a working fire. So, but it went really well, and our celebrations in the parks went really well. Kurt was up at Clearfield, and I was down at West Point, or I was kind of hovering around West Point, but I did notice, I can speak for West Point, it seemed to me like there was a lot more people in West Point than there's ever been. Yeah. I mean, you couldn't park anywhere. It was, and I think Clearfield was
the same.
The
yeah.
Slant,
there was, yeah.
Parking on South Streets.
Yeah, it went off well. And just so everybody's aware, I've been in contact with the three mayors, but calls went out. We got a little bit busy, like we do every 4th of July, but there was nothing crazy, nothing. In fact, in the county, because I was monitoring the county, Clinton and everybody, and it was really business as usual. It went very well. That being said, I have talked to the three mayors just as an update. The governor's office and the state forester has not made a determination yet on the 24th. The executive order that the governor gave out was only for the 4th of July holiday. So all of the chiefs across the state have been like, what are they doing? What are they doing for the 24th? What? Which we haven't heard anything. I've talked to the assistant state forester. Anyway, I'm in this message chain with Davis County chiefs, and we're all on the same. I think we're going to hear by tomorrow or maybe even this weekend. I think all of us are in agreement, and I think my three cities are too. We're just going to do the same thing for the 24th. Put out the same map, the same restrictions, and I feel comfortable with that. So,
his executive order only went through the 5th.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like.
Okay.
It's weird because like everybody. Now all the fire chiefs are like, well, and the league,
yeah,
is like, well, what do we do now? What?
Well, and I don't know that he, you know, at least from what I'm hearing, that he feels the need, because he's already set that precedence. I mean, the cities have already said, this is what we're going to do. And I think every city will follow the exact same thing that they did the last time. So does the governor really need to come down and issue another executive order? Or the forester? I mean, you know, it's...
But by law... Which I don't care. It was easier for me, but by law, cities couldn't do that except for if it was in the interface before this. See?
Yeah.
That's
why he had to suspend that.
Yeah.
Suspend that power, that rule, so that she could do.
Yes.
That.
And so, what?
Well, I know that we can't ban fireworks completely.
can't.
But I believe that we can ban them in certain areas. We just can't do a control.
In certain areas you can, yes, you're right. Got to submit that with your interface. But the problem, what I understood, Mayor, was that, like, we had some cities that just did this, and I don't think nobody said anything, but you can't legally say you can only light sparklers, but you can't light aerials.
Yeah.
Right, Kurt?
That, yeah.
Fireworks,
The governor is the one that set the date. Like you said, this October the 4th. And so they're expecting him, since he said that they'd make another decision by the 24th, they're expecting him to make that decision.
Yeah, Eddie, I think we all agree. I've talked to all three mayors. I think we all agree that let's see what this legislative session brings, because it'll
bring some changes.
Yeah. Other than that, the only other thing I have is the ladder truck is, we're getting pictures. It's moving along. We're set to do a final inspection on it. Push that a little bit to the first or second week of September. It will be finished, and we're hoping to have it back here by the end of September, hopefully, and while it's still warm and we can have a push in here. Really excited, so. That's all I have as far as.
Are you guys getting the email updates with those pictures?
Uh-uh.
No? Okay.
I am not either.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I've got a link that I'm sending him through, or an email chain, and I thought you guys were in it. I'll start updating you and get you guys in that so you guys can see it.
Cool.
So,
be great.
Yeah. So.
I think you should do a strongman competition, though, and do a pull-in, not a push-out.
You can't participate anyways if you're on.
I can't, but, you know, I just love to see some of my friends that are strongman guys. I want to see them pull a fire truck.
Well, I'm thinking, so actually, that's what I'm saying, because with this one, well, that might have to be a driver in that kind of clicks it in reverse.
Hides over the doghouse.
70,000 pounds.
There might be something else hooked in the back end of it.
Thank you, Chief. Deputy Chief King, do you have something to share with us tonight?
Yeah. Since our last meeting, in the month of June, we ran 378 calls. I looked the year before, we ran 370, so we were up 8 calls. Not a lot, but... and then I compared since our last board meeting till today. We ran on 4 structure fires, 3 vehicle fires, and 21 grass/dumpster fires. So I compared that to last year's time frame, the same time frame. We ran 2 structure fires, so we were half the structure fires, but we ran 2 car fires in that last year, which is very comparable to the 3 this year. And we had 19 grass/dumpster fires, so 19 and 21. We're staying fairly consistent with what we see every year. And I would dare say even the year before tracks about the same. So it seems to be we're staying fairly consistent. We haven't seen a big uptick in any major concerns that way. So
are they the same people?
There's a good chance.
Same 21.
Very good chance. So, and then just to bring you guys up to speed, on Tuesday we had a captain's test. To fill the slot of Captain Courtright that's retiring the end of the month. It was a good process. We had 4 people that tested, and we have extended an offer to Todd Smith. If you guys remember, he's the guy we hired, one of the guys we hired from Kaysville. He will be promoting to the new captain of A shift, so we'll be seeing him next month at our board meeting for the badge pinning for that. And we have promoted three new firefighters, and then we had 2 resignations. One we knew about, a guy moving to Italy, and then we had a guy that doesn't have quite a year that resigned to do a career change. So we've promoted 2 of our part-time rank to full-time. So we've got all our staffing filled.
We've got another part-timer back in I don't think he's going to have time to, you know.
Yeah, Atkins told me he'll be bringing a resignation in, so.
One thing too, sorry. We have, unfortunately, Jamie has given us her notice, so we have a job opening for Jamie's that Misty, that we have posted right now. And also, we are posting, we're in the process, we've posted, it's more on a statewide level and for the emergency manager.
Okay.
And
I heard that one was out.
We're just waiting for applications to come in, and I have also, Misty had forwarded that to, Ember's been really helpful, and she's pushing that out to the state as far as the Emergency Manager Association and that, so I will keep the board apprised of that, and we're moving forward with that. So.
Is that, sorry, Chair, is that listed as until filled, or do you have a timeline?
Until filled.
Thank you.
Yeah. Actually, both are. Both those two positions are.
Well, I've noticed just in a number of different mediums, there's a lot of people, there are a lot of departments around us that are looking for firefighters, so I'm glad we're providing an atmosphere that's keeping all of our firefighters here, because I mean, everybody around us is, you know, we
are
looking, Clint's looking, Kato's looking, they're just all looking, and so I appreciate the organization that you guys are operating, that we, including the board members, have done our part to try and keep our professionals here.
Well, I think that's been that's actually huge, Chairman. I think our job would be horrible if the board hadn't supported us in our wage studies or whatever. It's, you hate to say that it's about the money, but it really is. We're not losing people that way. I can't help it if somebody's going to move to Italy. You know, that's
right.
You know, they're doing, but
board, and you guys have done a great job keeping us in.
And you know what? I don't know if the board heard, but Roy Riverdale are joining the Weber Fire District.
Yep.
I didn't hear Riverdale had, but Riverdale is too, man.
What's that?
Riverdale is in too. Huh?
Yes. Riverdale's in.
I heard Roy.
And I was actually, so I'm really good friends with Britt Clark, the chief of Weber, which is going to change now that they're committed to that, and in the future, I'm going to get with him, and we're going to try to do a little bit different auto aid. We should be doing some more auto aid with East Roy than what we do, and we should be doing, and we're going to do some down here. They're building the station at 55 and 55 and upper.
Really?
Yeah, Weber Fire is, and we need to be auto aid with that. We're already auto aid with them, but
that would be better coverage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you tell you why they decided to join the Weber District? Is it because of proximity? Like, is there any decision that goes into that?
You know what,
I can tell you from our situation.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what?
It's fine.
Being in the fire business is very expensive business. Mm-hmm. Very expensive. If you live in a small community, which we can consider a lot of these, a smaller community, to try, we had a $400,000 a year all volunteer fire department. And that wasn't maintaining our equipment, it wasn't maintaining our gear. When we joined the district, other than one of the trucks that came from Sunset, I don't think much of the rest of it was really worthy. And so it puts you in a position where there's only two ways you can pay for it. And one of them is to attract more businesses, which is a tough job to do. Or the other one is to raise taxes on your citizens. And so the expense of running a fire department just becomes so great. This ladder truck we're getting is a perfect example. For some restrictions they had with the buildings they're building, would have needed a ladder truck, and we wouldn't even have been able to afford to use one. So it just puts you in a very bad position where there's only two ways to get the money to pay for it. And joining the district for Sunset, even though there was a huge outcry from the public and the people on the council at that time to want to stay small town and keep our fire department. You know, we had friends or relatives that served on that department, and but it just gets you in a position where financially.
And that's where Roy is. I mean, at least in talking to their mayor, that's kind of.
It's a financial decision for them too.
It's 100% financial decision. It's okay. There's strength in numbers, and to be part of the total makes a whole lot more sense than trying to do it yourself. It's been interesting that our neighboring cities haven't figured that out yet, and that they still try to do it on their own. Clinton would be so much better off to join us.
Yep.
And.
You know it, and they, in the back of their minds, know it.
Yep.
But
it's identity, and it's giving up something that you are. Why can't we run our own fire station?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, why would you do that if you can? And to me, it's even if it's a wash, even if you're looking at that on a financial statement, and you say, okay, it's $1 million for us to run it, it's $1 million if the district runs it. Well, okay, then join the district. You're going to have better firefighters, better training and everything else, and you don't have to worry about that, and you're not going to compete against the district for firefighters.
Yeah, okay.
They just haven't seen it yet.
I believe through my discussions with people in Roy, too, that it's what it's all about. Where we've done our wage surveys and tried to stay very competitive, just by the nature of the beast, they follow behind. And so keeping firefighters is a huge thing, you know, keep the professionals you have.
Do they have districts, though, where they have options? So, like, you and Weber, do you compete for the same business?
There were different counties.
So when Mayor Shepard brought up Clinton, that would be the most logical thing for them would be to join North Davis. And then when you get into Weber County, of course, that's why they're joining the Weber County Fire District. But again, where the chief was saying, where we're neighbors and we're touching, we want to get into a better coalition with them to be able to share information.
We were talking the other day, Mayor, of this is way back in the day, way before my time. Bountiful was like Roy. They were a well-known fire department. They had a lot of history. If you go into South Davis Metro's main station and see one of their fire trucks right in the lobby, I mean, and you know what? They're South Davis Metro now. Mm-hmm. And that, my dad was a Roy fireman back in the 70s. It's horrible to see it go, but I think it's just.
It's just a sign of the times.
Yeah.
The tax increase that they're calling for right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, it's.
That's right.
They're just right on that line where if you're going to stay competitive, you're going to keep a police department, you're going to keep a fire department, all those emergency services cost the, you know, cities a ton of money. So.
Can we salvage any? Sorry. Do they sell the brakes?
Now's the time to talk to Clinton again.
Well, so they're. And I love Jason, but they're. They're getting ready to order a ladder truck, and I'm like,
why?
We're getting a ladder truck next month. Like, why?
But see, that's the conversation that somebody needs to have with their mayor and say, Marie.
It was sad.
Yeah, well. But to look at where she is now, you know, she's looking at a budget where she's $1.5 million short, that they're talking about a tax increase for $1.5 million for roads. And an ongoing need for $1.5 million. And wouldn't it just be easier to say, yeah, but we can save you a huge chunk of money on your fire department?
We had this conversation.
Yep. Oh, I know it. It just fell on
deaf ears. It was a no-brainer, huh?
Yep.
If you look at the coverage, if they would have joined the district, the coverage that their station would have provided with the two that we have, the little circle map that the mayor had, or that the chief has, was just perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They would have all their little circles would have overlapped, and it would have been great for everybody, including Sunset.
Yep.
I mean, their fire department is just actually 2 miles down the road, but they don't come.
In fact, me and Kurt talked about tactically, if we were to put a ladder company, we probably would have put it at Clinton in the middle of the district.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, especially with that, all that stuff that's going on over by home.
I really thought that, you know, with a new mayor and a new city manager and stuff, that they would have saw the savings that Mayor Shepherd's talking about and would have just said.
They want to get into the message.
He said, here's the keys.
All right, let's get back to Kurt.
Yeah, keep going.
No, we got off on a side road.
Derailed his report here.
Yeah, no, I don't have much more. The only thing I was going to do is just kind of piggyback on Chief Beecraft. For the 4th of July, our crews came back and wanted me to pass along to you and your cities. I sent the mayors a thank you, and that you guys have done a good job, but that extends further, like your police department and the sheriff's office and your public works and everybody that we worked alongside. It worked really well this year. It's ironic that we had that structure fire during the parade. This is the first year that we did a unified command with the police department and us to work that, and it worked out well. So they wanted me to pass along your staff out there at the park. It was phenomenal with our people, and so they asked me to pass it along, that it went really well. And I'm with Chief. I've never seen that many people in the West Point Parade ever. I mean, it was lined the entire way, and then Clearfield, the little bit that, well, I saw the whole parade route, but the beginning.
It started to go
really fast, but yeah, just tons and tons of people. And so I think you guys as a city are doing things right. That's cool to see. And then we're excited to come support your guys' day tomorrow, right?
No pressure.
No, it's really good to see like what you guys are doing in your cities. It's fun, and the people are awesome to work alongside. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you both for that. We'll move into item number 10, which is member city updates. I'll take just a moment. I think when the governor came out with his idea for fireworks in the state of Utah, and we met as mayors and as the chief and decided how we were going to operate fireworks in our own communities going into that weekend. I'm sure that I wasn't the only one that was kind of nervous and just kind of hoped and prayed that everything went well. And so I know from my standpoint, I was around the community. I was outside after midnight to see what kind of activity we had, and for the people in our community, I'm very grateful that they were all playing by the rules. Nothing got crazy. And as far as I was aware, you know, you guys didn't make a journey into our city that night, so it was a good thing. Again, we'll welcome you all out to Sunset Days, which is this weekend. We have a skateboard competition tomorrow night, which one of the paramedic trucks is going to kind of show up.
Guess I won't be winning that one this year.
You're not going to win that trophy. And then, of course, Saturday will be our parade and our fireworks and fun in the park. So we'd like to invite you all to stop by and check that out. But again, oh yeah, and we have a cornhole tournament. If you guys have any cornhole aces, keep them busy. I wanted to win a trophy last year. And
It's so competitive.
Yeah, it's fun.
So one of the guys in our public works actually won last year's competition, and I lost. One of the things we gave out was this big 44-ounce mug, and so now every time I see him, he just happens to have it in the thing in his truck, and he'll take a drink of it. So I'm glad that 363 is over with, and back to business. Anyone else have anything they'd like to share from their communities?
I don't believe so. We capped on the July 4th event, talked about fireworks. Our contract is up for the RFP, so we're working on looking at new vendors and getting new bids. Discussed different ways. The walkie-talkies worked really well, so when they needed to stop to let the people off the fire truck, the walkie-talkies actually provided a very good sense, because they couldn't communicate with what we were seeing or hearing versus what Ben was driving, so it worked out really well. Talked about budgets, going over a couple of different things with that, but I don't think there's anything huge.
Nope.
Anyone else?
Yeah. Chair Vincent. Thank you for what you guys have done for for the parties that you are a part of and for the protection that you do for our district. I wish I was a little kid on that parade route when you guys come flying by. How cool would that be?
It would have been so much cooler if, as they went to the fire, they were throwing candy.
So as far as West Point goes, we do have Granger, that's the contractor for
Granite.
Yeah, Granite. They put some satellite thing on the top of our station, so for the 177 extension, however they do their geo stuff. But this today, they were actually mowing the whole bluff or whatever, they start doing that. So you probably know more about it than I do, Mayor, but
no, just the
it's like it's
construction
going.
Starting this month.
Yeah.
So it's coming.
The new freeway.
Oh,
set phase two.
The extension to 1800. I don't know about the realignment of 45. Is that kind of with it, or?
Yes, 45 and 1800 will be done, completed at the same time.
Okay.
So that'll be a new lighted intersection.
That will be really nice.
The extra staying at the hotel, they stay every year for Triple Crown softball. They mentioned 1800, and they wish construction would be over. They're like, we saw this last year. When's it going to be over? And I was like, 2028.
Not kid yourself, because
we'll drive up 5600.
I was going to say, don't kid yourself, because you got just moved 650 north into its top position, and are now looking at that one. So
really,
I didn't tell him anything about it.
Remember, they still haven't taken all the codes off 56 yet.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems like it never. They didn't know 650.
Can we build the interchange?
Oh, really?
The bridge has reached its failure point, and
yeah, it's a little sketchy sometimes. Going
yep, they've decided
just
to
feel it.
They've decided, and instead of instead of trying to fix it anymore, they really can't, and so now it warrants a look at how they redo the interchange, and
it
can they
expand it.
But the only way that they can expand it and move it is to move into State Street and start taking businesses.
When they're doing that?
They're, it's under consideration.
Mm-hmm. Tell the car wash not to start.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Is that what's going on the corner?
It took
a car wash
to even start, and now
they only have equipment out there because they were about to have to start their permit all over. And so they got it, if they didn't get equipment out there, so they got it out there, moved it, and then stopped it. And they're not ready to build it yet.
Any other questions or concerns?
I just wanted to say thank you for taking the time to come and go through the city. That was a sense of security, I guess, to know that you guys had gone through and seen what was going. Because I was one of those ones who was very nervous about it. The mayor knows, because I made myself very clear about it. And I do hope that maybe some changes are going to be during next legislative session as well.
I have one more thing. So there was a canine unit that, or canine dog that retired on Tuesday before the city council meeting. And when we were over at Centerville for police department, they had asked if there's any training that they can do in tandem, like the active shooter training and things like that, like we did in years past. Do you guys know when you're going to be putting any of those trainings on so they can participate?
So the county, we have a county training cadre now that's doing those large scale events. Mm-hmm. I know that when I talked to them last month, we did an active shooter training, but it wasn't on the scale of PD. It was more on a scale of us seeing how we're going to do it with staging and apparatus, and we found a lot of deficiencies. They did talk. They want to get with PD and do a large scale and put it all together. So I know that they're actively working on something for, it'll probably be in 27. But as far as like North Davis doing something like that, I know that we've talked about doing some small level training with like Clearfield PD and maybe the Sheriff's Office and Sunset, just doing something on a much smaller scale. But
it's usually the police inviting us to do it.
The people that I spoke to, there was two police officers, but the majority were the Citizen Police Academy, and they had mentioned that they had helped out with some of those active shooter trainings.
Yeah.
And wanted to see if there was any ability to hop on any of our trainings, if there were any.
Yeah, typically it's PD inviting us, and then we're doing our part.
Because they're the tactical like.
Yeah, the SWAT, yeah.
Yeah.
They go crazy, you bring the Band-Aids.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us when to come in and
anything else.
Move to adjourn.
I need a motion to adjourn the meeting. Oh.
Just got it.
I thought you were just saying let's do it. I have a motion by Board Member Shepherd. I have a second by Board Member Chapter. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I hope you all have a great night. Travel home safely.